This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was all about the drones in Kyiv. As the Ukraine, its people wake up to being hit by drones, drones supplied by Iran to the Russians. There's a lot of conversation about this on our Monday heading into Tuesday here on the show, but that's certainly not all. We have a conversation that some of you might not have heard that was worth the carryover, as I call it, with Toby Rice about natural gas, because I'm hearing from so many people their concerns about where we headed in the future when it comes to energy. And of course, on this show, we've had a lot of conversations about energy, the price of energy, what is it going to look like for the future, what's happening to the economy in that sense, and also what's happening to the environment. And besides the kamikaze drones and the conversation with Toby Rice, your thoughts. The mailbag was full. Boy, you had a lot to say over the weekend because all of this filtered in through the weekend. There was no carryover, if you know what I mean, from last week. But first, let's talk about this. A crazy story that popped up late in the day, and I saw it on some website, and then I called somebody I knew in Missouri to ask about this and said, this has to be what they're talking about in St. Louis. Well, there's an elementary school outside of St. Louis that has unacceptable levels of radioactive contamination. This goes all the way back, they think, from waste that is in the 1940s. And they think that what's happening is they've got disease and death and a rash of certain things that are happening, all kinds of illnesses. So this report from the Boston Chemical Data Corporation, they did an independent report. They say it's absolutely unacceptable radioactive levels found at Jana School in this town just outside of St. Louis. So freaky. There used to be conversations about this, like what is buried beneath. So there's a school board meeting that's set for Tuesday night. The PTA is saying that they're working to try to keep the area safe for its kids. It's asking for letters to be written to community leaders and elected officials. And what it says in the letter that they have sent out, imagine these letters you're sending out to these parents, the radioactive contamination found inside Jana Elementary School and in the outside play area is an unacceptable threat. I'm requesting an immediate cleanup of hazardous waste on the school property and building in its entirety to ensure the safety of our children, teachers, and school staff. But how scary would that be? Think of teachers, think of families dropping off school kids in those lines that you go through and you drop them off, holding their hands, walking them to school. We're talking elementary school. That would be a tough thing for me to do. It'd be tough to drop my child back off at the school. Now, here's the thing. There was an area right near there. It's near this place called Coldwater Creek, and it was contaminated with uranium processing, like the residues. It was part of the Manhattan Project, which you know, to develop the atomic bomb in the 40s and 50s. So that's where they believe all of this came from, because the radioactive residues weren't stored correctly and it led to the contamination of this creek decades and decades ago. And this school happens to be bordered on two sides by the creek and one of the tributaries that's contaminated. So they looked back at lots of illnesses and deaths that they think were connected to the site, but they couldn't positively determine if any of those illnesses were definitely caused by exposure to those contaminations, right? They had an increase in types of cancer in people who played or lived there. Boy, you would think, if I saw that report or heard anything like that in 2019, I have to say I would have made such a different decision. I mean, at least now this is happening, but what have these kids and what have some of these teachers and others been dealing with by being on that property? I have to say, to me, that is a huge, huge story. Right? Again, I'm just thinking of myself being a kid and going to school in New York and then going to school in New Jersey and being dropped off and dropping off my nephew and dropping off my niece. I cannot imagine that. All right. The other thing that all of us can absolutely relate to is it a recession? Is it not a recession? And what's happening? We look at homes. So home sellers are drastically slashing the asking prices because we're seeing this clip of mortgage rates that have surged. So now we have this huge downturn in the housing market in the United States. About 7.9% of homes listed reported price drops during the four-week period ending October 9th. Now, this statistic comes from Redfin. You've seen those signs. Some people use Redfin. They save more money selling their houses supposedly that way. Down the street from me, there's someone who's in a very popular area is trying to sell their house through Redfin, and it's been on the market for a while. There's been mostly an uptick in my area, but Florida, parts of Texas, some other areas that have become desirable because of people leaving other areas and the shift and how much inventory there is hasn't changed quite as much. But in a lot of areas, I'm going to say, across the U.S., we're seeing those dramatic drops because you're not going to get the price that you could get before because people aren't going to be willing to pay the ridiculous amount they would have to pay for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage that is, ready for this, averaged 6.92% last week. Do you know that's more than double the rate for the same week 1 year ago? So if somebody had been able to get that house that they wanted a year ago, you know how dramatically that affects your payment? It's huge. It's the difference between, especially when you look at what we're paying for food and everything else in this recession, not recession, it's the difference of, yeah, I can afford to do that, or no, I absolutely would go belly up. I can't do it. I mean, the mortgage rates have surged because the Federal Reserve raises its benchmark interest rate to combat inflation, they say. So mortgage rates aren't directly influenced by that, but they move higher as the central bank tightens its monetary policy. So it is affected from that. And now all of a sudden, when we look at jobs that are being lost while so many other jobs are open and ready for people to fill them, here's an area where it's really, really tough because real estate has taken such a big hit. So 7 months ago, 8 months ago, people in real estate were fat, happy, and celebrating, and now it's a lean, mean machine. And that's the way it goes in this world in the last couple of years, especially coming out of that pandemic. All right, we're rolling into Toby Rice and a conversation about natural gas. Is it the answer? Next.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply try an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
We talk about this every single show, and I get the emails from so many of you, the frustrations with what's happening with energy prices. We talk about Russia's war against Ukraine and what's happening with this surge in coal worldwide, and what does that mean to all of us, and that what does that mean economically? What does it mean to the U.S. overall? So it's a perfect time and a very big pleasure to welcome Toby Rice, president of Page and CEO of EQT Corporation. We're talking about, listen, 70% of us, 70% of American voters support increasing natural gas production. He's going to tell us all about Page and what's happening there. Toby, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
So explain what Page is and what you hope to accomplish. What's the end goal?
Yeah, so Page stands for the Partnership to Address Global Emissions. And this is a group that has come together to propose real solutions to address the energy crisis and the challenges that we're dealing with right now. You know, clearly we have a big problem on our hands as it relates to energy and this energy crisis that we're, that every American is struggling with, the unnecessarily high energy prices, from gasoline to the electricity rates, that are going up across the country. Putin's influence on the world stage. Oh, and for everybody that cares about emissions around the world are soaring. We have a big problem on our hands. And, you know, surprisingly, environmentalists like Greta Thunberg and oil and gas executives like myself, we agree. The energy transition and our approach towards energy has set us down the wrong path. It's time for us to step back, recalibrate, look at real solutions that will fix this. And we've created Page as the organization to bring what I believe is one of the most exciting solutions capable of ending this energy crisis, which is unleashing U.S. LNG, liquefied natural gas, on the world stage.
Yeah, and you mentioned Greta. It's interesting in what she's done as far as climate and what's happening. And so it just leads into, for people who don't know, what are the benefits of natural gas for climate prices and overall global security?
Yeah, you know, the biggest challenge that we face in our industry in bringing more clean energy into the world like natural gas has been people's concerns, like Greta's, over climate change. And that concern over climate change has brought a tremendous amount of opposition against our industry, and specifically pipelines have been blocked, canceled, opposed in this country. That is preventing us from realizing the full potential of what we can do with our natural gas resources in this country. We have the potential to increase natural gas production here in the United States by 50%. We are already the world leader in natural gas production, by the way. We can increase that 50%. And when doing so, we can use this natural gas and use it to replace the biggest source of emissions on the world stage, which is foreign coal. And with this amount of energy to replace foreign coal, it will have the environmental impact of equivalent to electrifying every vehicle in the country, putting solar panels in every house in America, and also doubling U.S. wind capacity. That's 54,000 industrial-scale wind turbines combined. It's absolutely massive. There's nothing bigger, and that's why we call Unleashing U.S. LNG the biggest green initiative on the planet. The one thing that we need to launch this, the biggest green initiative on the planet, is very simple. We need access to more pipelines. So what we're asking people with concerns over climate, what we're telling them is, understand that pipelines are the key to unleashing the biggest decarbonizing force we have, natural gas to replace coal. And people recognize that people have been blocking pipelines because of their concern for climate. People should be supporting pipelines because of their concerns for the environment. And there's a whole other host of opportunities that will create, that will help us end the energy crisis and low prices if we can be successful in creating this energy, which will be a surplus that allows us to export to other parts around the world.
Yeah, and that leads into what you've already kind of touched on there with needing the pipelines. What kind of infrastructure overall would we need? And I would assume it would create jobs in increasing production and exports of this LNG.
If we are successful, when we unleash U.S. LNG, the world will be absolutely tremendous. I mean, imagine this world where we have 50% surplus of energy flowing through the pipelines of America. That energy is going to be on standby for Americans first, and it's going to have bring an unprecedented amount of energy security to Americans. It's the key to low prices. This amount exports means surplus, and surplus means low prices. And with this amount of surplus, America will finally have a spigot to address and combat high energy prices. This amount of surplus, we can ensure that our natural gas storage levels in this country stay full. That will reduce volatility, bring more sustainable prices. And this amount of energy on the world stage is going to be enough energy to replace Putin's supply 2.5 times over. This amount of energy on the world stage would be equivalent to adding 10 million barrels a day of clean energy into the world. And it's going to bring a tremendous amount of energy security, not only to Americans, but also to our allies. And to do this, it's going to be the biggest jobs creator in the country, over 300,000 high-paying jobs. Absolutely tremendous. So whether you care about the environment, you care about energy security and low prices for Americans and our allies around the world, or you care about jobs and the economy, you should care about unleashing U.S. LNG. And we've been really humbled by the great support for this program, but there's still more work to do in helping raise awareness for this great solution so we can make it a reality.
Toby, where do we go to learn more? Where can the listeners go?
PageCoalition.com is a website. You can learn about the industry partners, the environmental thought leaders, the energy thought leaders. We've got the partners that are going to be working together to help make this great idea to unleash U.S. LNG a reality. One thing I would note is that we have a very diverse group of companies coming together, all with different perspectives, but one thing that unites all of us is our desire to arrest emissions and provide energy security to the world. You can also go to our company website, EQT.com. We have a large deck that explains the environmental benefits behind unleashing U.S. LNG. and it's a really great deck. So please check out those websites, pagecoalition.com, EQT.com, and help us spread awareness, and really appreciate everybody's support on this.
Toby Rice, president of Page and CEO of EQT Corporation, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
All right, we move from natural gas, the possibilities, to kamikaze drones that I mentioned at the top. Russia and Ukraine are both using them. Russia has used these Iranian-made kamikaze drones and hit Kyiv, which now is putting Ukraine in the situation where they keep asking for this anyway, more advanced air defense systems. But what happened is they're trying to destroy the power grid. So Russia doubled down on the bombing of the capital city and the infrastructure Monday morning so they could leave millions of people across the country without heat or power, which, of course, is right in front of winter. So there's a swarm of kamikaze drones. There's actually video of it out there. It is freaky, people, to see this. And it attacked the Kyiv, and missiles hit some other cities at the same time. So people were waking up. People were in the middle of doing what you do in a normal, whatever is normal there, morning routine, and they heard these big buzzes in the sky, especially around this four-story residential building, and there was a big office building, and that belonged to Ukraine's electricity grid operator. It was next to the thermal power station. They were hit. And the station itself, it's kind of unclear how badly that was hit or if it was really directly hit, but it serves four districts in Kyiv, and any damage could leave thousands of people without power. They already started rationing it in the first place and urging people to consume less, because what are they going to do after this barrage of airstrikes just a week ago? Because it did hit energy targets. And so there's big fear that Russia is opening a way different chapter in the war. So we can't get enough bodies out there, or let's do the drone thing. And so the new strikes confirmed that fear. And remember, this was the whole idea of not doing this. But there's been a pledge by Ukraine's NATO supporters to strengthen air defenses. Well, now they're going to have to pony up with seriously state-of-the-art systems, intentionally directing attacks on civilian infrastructure with no military purpose is what's happening with these buzzing kamikaze shots. Half of the residential building in Kyiv was destroyed. At least four people died in that blast. One was a young couple that included, of course, a pregnant woman. So Russian President Vladimir Putin, he says, we're going to keep on fighting. And this is what they're doing. Coming up next, a bear attack. Jack says, what happened in Connecticut? We're hitting the mailbag.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's central bank isn't done raising interest rates. Speaking over the weekend in Washington, D.C., President of the St. Louis Fed Reserve, James Bullard, notes rates could be raised by 0.75 percentage point in November and December. The Fed has been steadily hiking rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation. A small plane went down in a South Florida neighborhood shortly after takeoff from an airport.
We can confirm that there are 2 fatalities, unfortunately, in regards to why the plane crashed, what happened. That is an investigation that NTSB will be handling.
Tanya Ruiz with Miramar Police isn't identifying the victims yet. For now, the plane is nose down between 2 homes in the city northwest of Miami. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Charlie, look out for the blah, blah, blah.
Yes, thanks so much to all of you once again. As always, like I said, it was a phenomenal amount of mail that I arrived to, virtual, of course, when I went into the mail room earlier in the day and then tonight as well. 24/7, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's where you send them, just like Jack did. Kate, what in the world happened with that bear in Connecticut? I happened to catch the story. I think it's in an area where I actually grew up. Some 10-year-old boy, something about being at his grandparents' house. Give me the deets. I hate to hear that. Yes, you have almost all the deets, Jack. Was a 10-year-old boy. He is fine in the sense he's recovering. And a 250-pound black bear attacked him at a grandparents' house. He was there. It was Sunday. It was in Morris, which is in the western part of the state. It was about 11 or so in the morning. And get this, his grandfather, of course, was going to do whatever he had to do to save his grandson. And he was in a wheelchair trying to beat back the bear. So he was playing, the grandson was playing near a trampoline when the bear came out from behind the house. And he said he heard him yell, bear, and when he looked up, he saw his leg in the bear's mouth and the bear trying to drag him across the lawn. So the grandfather wheeled his chair right at the bear through a metal bar at his head. The bear released the boy but grabbed him a second time and used its claws to try to roll the boy on its back. Oh! A neighbor heard the screaming, raced over, scared the bear off with a pipe and screaming, and got the bear to leave. So once they were in the house, though, the grandson and the grandfather, once they were in the house, the bear came right back up. Just came right back up, walked up a wheelchair ramp, and looked at them through the screen door. Wow. So the grandson was taken to a local hospital for injuries. They weren't life-threatening. He did have a puncture wound on one thigh, bite marks on a foot and ankle, and claw marks on his back. I think that's pretty scary, right? So the bear was still near there when they came. He was euthanized by the Connecticut Environmental Conservation Police. That's what they do. And they're you know, always trying to figure out how does this happen. They just came out of the woods. You know, you're close to the woods. They came out of the woods. More encroachment on where they are. A burgeoning population, from what I understand. And that is the possibilities of what can happen. What a way to start the mailbag, because there's so many other things that people are diving into. But it was a freaky thing. And it is troublesome that, you know, you've got to have bear spray. You've got to be alert. You've got to, who knows? But you're not thinking that. You're right there, steps away from the house, and look what, you know, look what happens. All right, then there's this one, way different, from Joseph, who listens to us, KCAA, in Los Angeles. Thanks for mentioning the station. You can always mention the station or how you hear us, by the way. And he says, Kate, wow. What in the world is going on with Herschel Walker? I admired him as a football player. I'm sure you probably talked to him once or twice in your career. And bravo that he wanted to get involved in politics. But I think he has come off the rails with some of the things that he says that don't make sense. I'm a Republican. I don't have a vote in this one because I'm not there in Georgia. But he's blowing it, because it seems like he, heading into this, had some support and probably still does have some support. But that debate with Senator Warnock was awful, just awful, because every time you turned around, because I saw clips of it, he was saying things that just didn't make sense. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He, because it was easy to corner him because of the fact that he would say something, but then there were other reports that were out there. And, of course, the big thing, I think, one of the big things anyway, he was defending pulling out a sheriff's badge during the debate. He said the badge, you know, was legit. He said it was from Johnson County. And he said, that's my hometown. And he displayed the badge and said that, you know, because at one point he had talked about working with the FBI and a local police department. So when he was asked the question about that, he pulled out the badge. And then the moderator said, well, you can't use props. That's not part of the debate rules. And then he said, everyone can make fun of the badge, but it gives me the right, if anything happened in this country, I have the right to work with the police in getting things done. I never embellish. I've never done it. I work in law enforcement. And so Warnock said, look, he claims to be a police officer. He's not. He claimed to work for the FBI. Clearly, he didn't. He claimed to be a college graduate. He's not. He claimed to be a valedictorian of his class. He's not. He claimed to have 800 employees in his business. He has 8. He claimed to have a business that doesn't exist. So I guess he expects the people of Georgia now to hallucinate and imagine that he's also a United States senator. He's clearly not ready. So I think he's hurting himself. Now, the sheriff in Johnson County, because, of course, people are checking, and the sheriff is saying, yes, of course, it's an honorary badge. That's what he's saying. He's saying he's not working with them. He's not, it's not enabling him to work with them. So I totally understand what you're saying. And like you said, Joseph, we don't have a vote in Georgia. I don't have a vote in Georgia either. But I, this isn't the Herschel Walker that I interviewed a couple of times and saw at some social events in Dallas and at things NFL related to the Super Bowl. So it, yeah, it's. It is surprising for sure. Does it cost him or not? I mean, there are people that are backing him, and there's people that are backing Warnock, but is this going to be a close race or not much of a race because of what's happening, what he's tripping over? All right, here's another one. This one, lots of them, by the way. This one is from Sherry, who says, Kate, I wonder why the boosters are so low. Is it because people are just completely over the whole COVID thing? They've already had shots and that's enough? Or is it because people are thinking, well, even the president said COVID is over, and whether it was a faux pas or not, or misunderstood or not explained correctly, or one of a couple of different things we could surmise from it, do we just all believe that this is fair to just move on from COVID, and why do we need boosters at this point? You know, it is interesting. The amount of new boosters that have been given out is so low. It's like, I think I read the other day, it was less than, if I'm correct, you know, that number's going to fluctuate, but it's less than like 5%. And the fall is when it's more potent, right? Supposedly that's where it can flow easier because people are inside and whatnot. So is it that, okay, I don't have it, I'm not worried, look, we have been told basically we're out of this. Has some of the anxiety, if you had anxiety over it or knew somebody that had it or any of that, has it just completely died down? You know, the CDC is saying that 1 in 10 people eligible for this new booster have gotten the shot, and they're concerned because of the fall and winter weather, and that there's more respiratory infections, and why would this be any different? Then there's some people in that very small amount, by the way, that are getting flu shots and a COVID booster, because I think a lot of people believe, like now, hey, it's like a flu shot, so I'll just get the COVID shot, no problem. But that's a very small amount. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Heath. Kate, I emailed you once before, but it's been a while. I have listened to the show, rest assured. It's interesting times that we live in, to say the least. Shame on the people who are in Southwest Florida that are looting others that have lost so much. I don't know how you live with yourself. I get desperation. I get being a drug addict and searching for money or whatever it is that you need to fix your terrible habit. But even then, there is certainly no excuse. I'm not excusing that. But it seems like people are just, in some cases, just deciding to take advantage of those who are in an unfortunate situation. Yeah, you know, you knew that was going to happen, right? You knew that there were going to be people that were going to be able to go back into some areas, and they were going to take advantage of it. But I will say this: if we're talking even about Fort Myers, people are tweeting things out. People are patrolling. Like 17 or to 20 people have been arrested for looting since Hurricane Ian. So they're really, really, really on top of this and trying to help people protect their possessions. All right, email me anytime, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, I can't tell you how pleased I am to welcome to this show former NFL lineman Jason Brown. He probably doesn't know this, but I actually covered him once because, of course, I've had a career in sports, and he had such a great NFL career, but his story, I think, is so impactful, and what he's doing here is so impactful. He went to UNC after he graduated. I remember he's drafted by the Ravens. He ended up playing with the St. Louis Rams at the time, and he actually eventually walked away from football and bought a farm. How cool is that? And I can only imagine what that transition was like, a 1,000-acre farm. And now he's here with us to talk about World Food Day. Think about the people in need and how many people are suffering, people who are food insecure. So, Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, post-career from the NFL, God called me to really give back in a very unique way. And yes, that's by becoming a farmer. I had no intentions of doing that, but you know what? I was called to a life of purpose. And here's the thing. I was called to the front lines to really, you know, tackle hunger and food insecurity. And over the past several years, we've been able to grow, harvest, and donate more than 1 million pounds of food to help feed our local communities. And I know that sounds like a lot, but unfortunately, that there's so much hunger and food insecurity in our nation right now that really didn't do a lot. And so, as big and as strong as I am, I'm not strong enough to do it all, okay? And that's why awesome partnerships with Quaker Oats and Feeding America, you know, who I'm partnering with right now. They're not just bringing awareness to this issue. They're actually making an awesome impact. And they have a great campaign starting, yes, right now, leading up to World Food Day, and also going all the way up to the start of the big game, Super Bowl 57, which is going to take place right here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I know you can't see me where I am right now, but I'm actually at the Westgate Entertainment District in Glendale, Arizona, right across the street from where the Super Bowl is going to be played. And behind me, Quaker has a Quaker Hunger Clock. And this clock is counting down every minute to the big game, as well as there's a ticker counting up every single meal, which they have a lofty goal of raising $500,000 to donate 5 million meals through Feeding America. And it's just such a worthy cause, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Wow, and isn't that terrific what you've already done and what Quaker is doing? A perfect partnership, I would say. So, Jason, I mean, here's the key thing. Where can people go to be a part of this and to donate and start adding up those meals?
Yeah, so it's a two-part process. Here's the call to action. Visit QuakerHungerClock.com right now, and you can see the digital clock, and you can know that and rest assured that every single dollar that you donate is going to raise 10 meals for families in need. We have a lofty goal of raising $500,000, but Quaker has been gracious enough to match every dollar donation, dollar for dollar, up to $250,000. So guess what? They're meeting us halfway in this awesome goal. You can also visit the Quaker Hunger Clock in person out here in Glendale, Arizona. Scan the QR code, and here's the thing. It's live and it's in person. This morning, when I got online, I saw that the clock had raised 750 meals, but now it's well over 1,000 meals. Hopefully, after this broadcast, your viewers will really help to bump up those numbers in time for the big game.
Yeah, I'm calling on all my football fans and everybody else in this entire audience to do that. I'll be doing that as well. And Jason, I would be remiss not to ask you this. When you look at the NFL these days, and I'm sure you pay attention to it, who do you like?
So, you know what? Of course, I'm going to cheer for my previous teams, the Baltimore Ravens, as well as, well, they're not in St. Louis anymore. They're back in L.A., our L.A. Rams. But I've got to let you know, I'm always cheering for the underdog. And so even if it's one of my home teams, if there's an underdog in there, I've got to cheer for the underdog. All right. You know, my story throughout my entire life, overcoming so many challenges and obstacles and adversity, that's what it's all about. You know, any given Sunday, anything can happen, even on Super Bowl Sunday.
Boy, I so agree with that. Well, Jason Brown, I love what you're doing. We're going to rally the troops and get people to be involved in this as well. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You know, it's interesting, the Quaker clock, because we did that in the morning, the Quaker clock is now up to 10,510 meals, which is great, because you heard him talking about the tackling hunger and trying to provide funding for 5 million meals, which they will do before the Super Bowl. And this goes all the way until February 12th, 2023. I think it's a brilliant thing to do. We talk about that. We talk about Feeding America. And this is such a wonderful, wonderful way to do it. And by the way, as an aside, because he was such an interesting player, he had a successful career that he walked away with in the middle of a contract, you know, ended the contract. So the Giants beat his Ravens 24-20 over the weekend. And then the other team that he played for, as he mentioned, the Rams, who are in Los Angeles, beat the Panthers. The Panthers are 1-4 now. The Rams 3-3. And of course, Monday Night Football wraps up with a very boring game in overtime. Dustin Hopkins, who was hobbled, who was feeling some pain, the kicker for the Chargers, was able to boot it in, and seal the win. And it's an ugly win, but it's a win. So the Chargers go to 4-2. They beat the Broncos 19-16 for everybody in overtime. For people in Denver who are listening, which I know there is a contingent of people listening in Colorado, 2-4. Oh, they are struggling. When they're home, they're just getting boo, just like a streamlined boos. And I'll say this now, Eagles beat the Cowboys 26-17. Nobody nailed the score. We all picked, you know, round kind of numbers. The Eagles' defense was what really showed up. They had three interceptions against the Cowboys. So they're undefeated, 6-0. We will do that nail the score thing if you have no idea what I'm talking about. It's a fun game that we play on Tuesday, in our Tuesday show into Wednesday. It's the first hour, last segment. You can call in. I pick the game of the week, and all you have to do is call in or email Kate at Kate Delaney Radio with your pick. Who's going to win the game and what the final score is going to be. So you don't have to know anything about football. For example, I say the game is the Cowboys and Eagles. Who's going to win and what's the score? And if you had said, I don't care about football, but hey, the Eagles are going to win 26-17, you would have won some amazing prizes, plus bragging rights, my friends. Bragging rights. So make sure that you are locked and loaded for Nail the Score, because I have a very good feeling about this, that we're going to have a winner this time around. It just feels like it to me. I think we're going to have a winner. I think so. Speaking of winning, Halloween seems to be winning in some neighborhoods. Over the weekend, I had a chance to go through a couple of different neighborhoods, and I can't believe how many decorations I'm seeing. I mean, look, people put up decorations. I get it. But I'm saying, like, really put a lot of thought into it, where they have buried bones, and they're right by the tree, and they have a skeleton dog, and life-size skeletons, which are crazy popular. I mean, really big, bigger than sometimes the top of the house. These skeletons. I can't believe how elaborate some people go. Good for them. Because I think it would be fun if you were a kid and you were doing that kind of trick-or-treating and you were pulling up to a house, you know, walking up to a house, and it would had just these massive scenes that were some sort of scenes, anyway, scary scenes that were set. And by the way, most of them seem to be creepy and scary. Not the Peanuts kind of great pumpkin, although you can have those kind of decorations. Not too many of those. Seen a lot of Chucky's, seen a lot of graveyards, seeing a lot of grim reapers. That's going to be an interesting Halloween. Trick or treat. We're going to have a show where we talk about the tricksters and the treaters when it comes to politics and the rest of our world. Thanks for listening to this hour. Hats off to Nathan Reeder for his incredible work on the technicals. As always, make it count, everybody. La, la, la.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.